Right here, Ryan wants to one-up the Musers.
Let me just go ahead and clarify out there for our listeners. I never said this was a one-up or one-down of anybody on the station. Yeah, I wanted to put together a list of things that I thought were cool and not cool for something that is relevant in our city this week, Justin.
Okay.
And I am, of course, talking about Dirk Nowitzki getting his own street name.
Yes.
Bitch.
Hasn't that always seemed like a minor dream to have a street named after you? That'd be really cool.
Or is it?
I've also, and this is just a little side note,
just
like
a little one.
One of my lifelong dreams ever since I was a little tiny 60-pound baby Monty wanted to name a school. Like, not only name the school, but I wanted to pick the mascot.
Okay.
And be the guy that picks why my school picked the Rams.
Hot
or
dog.
Why another one picked Wildcats. Like, I want to be that guy.
So
that
you would go generic
say.
Mascot name?
No, absolutely not. We
okay,
would be
you said Rams
really,
and Wildcats.
Well, that was like the name of my mascot at my high
okay.
school, Rams. I want to be the guy
the sloths.
That gets to think of that. Like, yeah, I would come up with something really cool and
okay.
original. But I don't know how you go about that. Like,
you got to be somebody.
I mean, now it seems like it's all put to an online vote. So you're all going to be, you know, Schooly McSchoolface. And I want to be a guy that, yeah, goes out there and comes up with something really cool.
I'm always fascinated by it, too, because the history that not necessarily is remembered with street names, but I'd say forgotten or, like, any other thing, and I have a list of things that I think are cool and not cool to be named after, and we'll get to that, so I don't want to give away too much, but I don't know. It's just fascinating to me how, you know, some of these things date back for years and years of history, and then they can be just changed at the sound of a vote, which is what happened with Dirk Street. And
yeah.
Did you watch the ceremony at all?
I did.
They had a stream of it going, kind of like we have one going.
Right. Of course, I don't think he was pimping himself out the same way I just did.
I don't know. He was working the crowd, though. He had his mic on his lapel. He's like, hey, am I on? Am I on? Doing all sorts of bits. But it was a good ceremony. It was cold and windy and rainy, so I think that kind of dulled it a little bit because they had to do it inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to awkwardly go. When he came back up to the podium, he was like, I got to go outside now. I guess you guys can come with me.
Yeah, that was awkward.
What was that?
He walked away and then came back and had to explain what was happening next. But it looks like a lot of people went outside. I know I saw some cameos from some ticket folks and salespeople out there.
I think if I had my own street name, though, I would go, like, take the sign and put it in my room.
I'm sure he got one for home.
Like a basic.
Yeah, I'm thinking he got one for home. But then the funniest part, I thought, was, you know, they had one of those lift things to pull him up to release the street sign. And they didn't. There wasn't a gate on it, so you could either climb over the rail or go under it. Well, Mr. 7 Feet decides to go under the rail and scoot underneath it.
Yeah, it's like he's never had to climb over something before. That was weird.
He could have easily climbed over it, although could you imagine if he would have fallen trying to climb over? And
well, it's not like we need him to be healthy anymore.
Okay, really?
Wow.
I'm not saying I want him hurt.
Wow.
But it's not going to affect
Mr.
Mavs, too.
Mr.
Mavs. Now that he's gone, just don't care about him.
I would be more bummed out if DeLon Wright jammed a finger.
So let's get to why we brought you here today, though. And that is to go through some of the things that I think are not cool to have named after you and things that I think are really cool to have named after you. Don't look at my list.
I'm not looking. I'm going to react naturally.
I want you to react. Okay, so we'll start with the not-so-cool things. Or should we start with the cool things? What do you
think? Let's start with the cool things first.
Okay, cool things. We'll go from, I have nine, and we'll go from 9 to 1, 1 being the best.
Okay.
So number 9, an ice cream flavor at a certain parlor that likes to name their ice cream after celebrities and...
So you want like a regional one or like a national... Like, you want, like, your local ice cream place?
No. Local's like, spare. I want a national brand, like, I'm not going to say their names, but you know the national brands that like to use people's names in their flavors.
Okay.
There's a certain talk show host that has a brand of ice cream. There's a certain singer that is no longer with us that has his own ice cream flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
I don't even know your workarounds anymore. You're saying you want, like, Ben and Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Or Baskin Robbins.
Okay.
We're not hurting, so we'll just go with it. Number 8, and this has actually happened to some people at the ticket, a character in a TV show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right?
Like in, yeah, like the Tickets had people in Justified.
Yep.
Yeah.
They had one of the other show that VJ wrote on, or VJ, yeah.
VJ.
Whatever he wrote on. He wrote on some CBS show, yeah.
Was that
SWAT? That's really, really cool. I always thought that I was the impetus for one guy in that show, because they had a guy that was in an episode that he wrote that had one leg, and his name, I think, was TC.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, maybe that's me. Like, the guy was one leg, and he was wrote to have one leg.
It had to have been, right?
I have no idea.
You don't ask. You need to ask him.
I just, but that's just probably another personality issue I have. And yeah. I think everything's about me.
I just would love to be watching the TV and be like, Ryan Medlin is on the case.
I mean, you could listen to any character named Ryan and think maybe.
Maybe. There's a chance.
Sure.
Medellin, if you will. Number 7. A sandwich.
But would you want it to be a bad sandwich like Larry David had in Curb?
Well, that's
where it
the
was
thing.
Like gefilte fish or whatever he had.
You're going to get a say. Like the restaurant
so
is going
to
approach
you. So you want to help design
you. It? Yeah, the restaurant will approach you because maybe you go there a lot and you're famous enough where they think it'd be cool to people would get it, right? So
yeah.
You go there and you get to design your own sandwich and call it the Ryan or the Monty.
Have you thought about the Ryan sandwich? What would be on it?
Oh, 100%.
What is it?
You ready for this? Okay.
Of course.
It would be a baguette, a toasted baguette.
Okay.
First layer would be a breaded Parmesan chicken.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
A hot sandwich. So,
yeah, oh, definitely a hot sandwich.
Okay.
Cold sandwiches are spare. You'd put mozzarella sticks on top of that.
Oh, my God.
So a little more cheese, a little more fried.
Okay, a little carbs.
A little carbs. Then you would go French fries.
God, what are you, a child?
I'm just saying, if I had my own sandwich,
okay,
this is what it would
sandwich,
look like.
I'm
this
sorry.
Is my sandwich. Don't hate on it. And then you'd sprinkle some Parmesan cheese on there.
Or Parmesan.
And then you'd spread butter, melted butter, on top of the bread. The Ryan.
So no, like, marinara sauce is a sauce?
Oh, that comes with the chicken parm. The
okay.
chicken parm layer has the marinara.
Okay.
What would the Monty look like?
And then just
here
straight
the
butter,
hardwood.
Huh?
Yeah. Melted.
Hmm. I think I would just rename the French dip.
Okay. French dip is a solid sandwich.
I like French dip.
Especially if you get some good au jus.
You definitely need a good au jus.
About that. Okay, number 6, a law.
Usually law is named after you or something bad happened.
No, because usually if you win a court case, you get the name of the case and the standing and what it was.
So you want like the state of Texas versus Medellin?
Yeah, and I beat the
That's
state of Texas at something.
It's typically bad though.
No,
yeah,
but like, when lawyers refer
right
to
here.
It in court, it's like, well, back when the state of Texas versus Medellin. This
so you
happened.
Want to be like a great civil rights case and not?
Yeah, that's not a law. That's a precedent. A legal
yeah, that's
precedent.
Precedent.
Okay, a precedent
yeah.
or a law. Number 5, a boat. And Jerry Jones knows this because he named his after his
like a yacht. Other.
Yeah,
like a little rowboat.
Not a rowboat. I'm talking a mega yacht. So maybe I should have said mega yacht.
Well, I'm sure Jim Titanic thought that 100 years ago.
Jim Titanic.
Look at him now, the laughing stock of the boat world.
Don Hindenburg really thought his airship
right.
was going to work out.
Number 4, a new species.
Oh, so you wanted to like, okay, you'll have to go like explore the depths of the ocean.
You go anywhere to find that new species. But
you can't find a new species anywhere.
You can.
Have we discovered most species? What a dumb
No,
question.
We're not even close.
Okay, that are on the surface, not like in the depths of the Mariana.
Well, you're changing
Marinara
the question
Trench.
Now.
So my basis for this
Mariana
one, though,
Trench.
Is that the goalie for the Bruins, Tuukka Rask, recently had a bee named after him.
A bee?
A bee. And it's called a Thaumatodryinus.
It's called the Tuukka Rask bee?
Tuukka Rasky.
Where do you find a new bee?
I don't know.
The Amazon.
Haven't
yeah.
all bees been discovered?
No.
We haven't even found all the bees yet?
Clearly they haven't, because they just found another one and named it after a goalie. Okay. Let's go to a racehorse.
Ooh.
At Santa Anita?
Well, we'll get to that later, but I'm just
we
talking.
We can't even fix the horse's bone.
Maybe a racehorse that wins the Derby and goes on to great things. It'd
racehorse
be pretty,
is too high,
pretty
I think.
Pretty badass to have a horse named after you.
But I'm trying to think what you would do where a horse would want to be named, like, why the owner... Like, do you own the horse and you're naming it after yourself?
No, I think there's been times where, like, there was a Detroit Red Wing that got his name to be the horse's name because the owner was a big fan of his.
So you want, like, some big weekend ticket fan?
Yeah, say, I want to name after the weekend ticker guy that works 8 to 11 that occasionally gets to fill in when everybody else is
call
gone.
Call him Ryan Medellin. All right.
Okay. And then, number 1, a stadium. a big badass stadium with your name in shining lights. Just picture it now, Justin.
What kind of stadium? Like a football?
You pick. You can
football.
Have.
I'm picking your stadium?
No, I'm just saying.
I'd put like a pool table then.
Just a big giant stadium with a pool table at the bottom.
I mean, are most... Okay, so a lot of arenas named after people?
I think a lot of the college ones, yeah. Because they've donated a ton of money or...
That's true. So you'd want
to
rename...
Them.
What's Tech's stadium called?
Texas Tech?
Yeah.
I know this.
I mean, that's why I'm asking you.
What can I think of it?
I have no idea.
Type faster.
Jones AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, Jones. Jeez, I should know that.
Yeah, so you want to rename that one Ryan Medellin Stadium.
Medellin Stadium. Okay, let's move over to the not cool side of things.
Okay. What's up, Donnie?
Donnie, my man. Okay.
What's up, dude?
So stadium is number one. I think that is the biggest and grandest thing you could have named after you other than like a planet or something, which I don't think they're doing that.
No, but you can buy stars and have those named after you.
We'll get to that.
Oh, no.
We'll get to that.
Did I blow it?
Maybe. Okay. Spare things to have named after you. A pet.
I mean...
Rough.
I think I'd be honored if someone named a pet after me.
Really?
It depends on the pet.
I'd be like, that's what you think of me? You're going to name your animal that sleeps on the floor and stays outside after me, a human that has done a lot of things in my life?
I mean, I think it's just funny when you name any pet a person's name, like a human name.
Okay.
Like, if I had a dog named Ryan, that'd be hilarious to me.
But I'd be offended. I'd be like, okay, really? That's what you think of me as your dog? And then you'd also be like, if I'm over at your house and we're hanging out, you're like, come here, Ryan. What's a good boy?
That'd be great.
What's a good boy?
I can see why you wouldn't like it, but I would enjoy it.
You would enjoy it for the
torture aspects. Or like a dog named Justin. Yeah, that'd be kind of weird, but
yeah.
I'd be into it.
A charity.
Crapping on charity, are we?
What's wrong with a charity?
Because usually if a charity is named after you, that means you're not with us anymore.
But you're still doing good things in the afterlife.
Right. You're going to be helping people, the next person who has the Ryan Medlin disease.
Hey, this is my list. Y'all can argue it all you want.
It's better than some carb-loaded sandwich.
Yeah, you're
wondering.
We're trying to solve your penile cancer, and you're talking about putting mozzarella sticks on a baguette.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay.
With which
one? This one, I had to think long and hard about this one. And I'm probably going to get disagreed with by everybody, but I have a reason. A street name is not a good thing to have named after you.
So you hate Dirk?
I don't hate Dirk. I'm not the one wishing him to fall off of a lift.
No, I didn't wish that it happened. I just wouldn't be totally bummed out if he blew an ankle.
And, okay, my reasoning for this, though, for street name not being a good thing to have named after you, right?
Uh-huh.
You never hear about good things happening on streets. Hey, a good Samaritan found $100 on Novitski Way and gave it to a homeless man. No. You hear the 5 people murdered Novitski Way after a late night brawl. So your name is forever tied to anything that happens on that street. Look at Harry Hines. How do you think he's enjoying his street?
I would love to be a Hooker Boulevard. That'd be fantastic.
But I'm just saying, you don't know.
I'll do the inaugural one.
Okay, well then you're thinking is a little different than mine.
I'll do the ribbon cutting, like right there.
The what cutting?
The ribbon cutting.
What are we cutting?
Okay. I'd be happy to get a big, we have a bunch of scissors out there. So I'll use the scissors.
So if they came to you tomorrow and said, hey, we're going to give you scissors. Harry Hines. It's going to be Montemayor Way.
Absolutely.
You're taking it.
I'd probably get a discount when I go down my own boulevard for a Hange. Do I not?
Wow.
There are families 5 feet from us.
Do you think Jerry Jones pays for hot dogs at AT&T Stadium?
No, just in high school games. He really likes
them.
Okay, so I'm not paying for my own on my boulevard.
But that's why the stadium is on the cool things to be named after you. Okay, I got to keep going.
I would love it.
Let's get back on track. A park bench. Terrible thing to have named after you.
Yeah, it's just kind of boring.
Because people are sitting on you all day.
Yeah,
and nobody really takes notice. Like,
what's wrong with
who's
that?
This guy?
You're just going to get farted on all day.
Number 3, and this kind of, I guess, goes along with charity a little bit, but a disease.
Yeah, because again, you probably died a horrific death.
Yeah. Not good to have named after you.
Sure.
Number 2, and you spoiled this one, the most spare thing you can have named after you, a star.
Because it's like halfway between a give up and like a kind of original gift.
This is what a dude does when he forgets his wife's birthday. He he goes to Google, pays $25, buys a star, prints out the certificate, and then he's golden, right? No.
I don't know, man. I just think space is super gay.
Yeah, that's real lame. If you buy someone a star you might as well just buy him a potted plant.
Right.
It's worthless.
It's about the same. And finally, what I think, in my opinion, is the worst thing to have named after you. A human.
What?
No.
Why?
Because if that human grows up, it's on both sides, first
of all. You're so glass half empty about things.
If you name, if you're a famous sports player and you name your kid after you, he forever will live under that title. He cannot ever make a name for himself. He'll always be known as that person's son.
Like Ray Caruth Jr.
Okay.
Just as an example.
Secondly, it also means that if that person ever does anything, your name is tied to it. So, like, your kid turns out to be a bad egg that gets addicted to drugs and heroin and these things.
You're really going negative here.
He's so negative. He thinks the worst about everything and everybody.
But that is my list.
I personally wish I was Justin Montemayor the 7th. I want to start, like, a long line.
Head down to Montemayor Way and start that up.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go down there and, I'm going to go knock up a hooker, Sam. Thank you. On my own street. That's probably what I'll do.
That's it. I'm done.
All right. That's a good list, Ryan. Thank you. I think that segment really will get nominated for the Marconi. You already sent it to him, right?
It didn't go through the file.
Oh, I'll send it to him back here.
So we got Donnie joining us now. How was the 1-2 man comedy routine with Norm?
Oh, my gosh. What epic failure that was, man.
It didn't sound that bad. You sound like y'all had to vamp more than you thought.
I'm sweating bullets up here, man. So, how's that ride in?
Yeah.
I did bring out my Norm dad joke as far as I raced here today, and then I felt really bad about that.
Did you throat clear?
No, I didn't. See, that's the secret to being a Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
You got to sell it to throw right clear.
That's right. That's right.
And then throw it back to Mike. Okay, go on, Mike.
Yeah.
but anyway, keep going. How you boys doing today?
Oh, we're golden.
I listened to you guys all the way up here, man. You guys kept me company.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you like to have a street named after you?
You weren't listening to that, I don't think.
Sure, I was listening to that.
We were talking about things that you would and would not like to have named after you. I picked street as not.
You picked ice cream, an ice cream flavor.
Yep, there you go.
Which seems, I don't know if I want any type of food named after me, because there ultimately will be someone who doesn't like it. So they're going to hate the food named after me, no matter how delicious you think it is.
Yeah.
So as far as the street, it's just, hey, a street's named after me. If you go down the street, no one's going to say, boy, I hate Novitski Way.
But my point was that if a crime happens or if it turns into a street like your Harry Hines's of the world, your name is forever associated with...
Okay. But yeah, I'm with it.
All right. You and Justin on the same page?
But then my name is always being associated with something. Eventually, they may just get rid of that flavor of ice cream because it sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if you're a bad flavor? Are you going to...
Yeah.
You said you would make your own sandwich,
like
but...
black licorice and gravy flavored ice cream.
Okay, first of all, I would not let my ice cream with my name ever have that.
You don't have a choice.
I'd like to think I have somewhat of a choice.
Did you hear the childlike sandwich he concocted?
I did not hear that, no.
Do I got to say it again?
Yeah.
It was the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard.
That everyone's looking at us because we're speaking really loudly, and they want to hear Martin Truex Jr.
So let's tone it down.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's a baguette with a piece of fried chicken parm, mozzarella.
Yeah, we're doing a show, sir. Thank you.
Marinara sauce on top of that.
Okay.
Then you're going to throw some mozzarella sticks, French fries, and some Parmesan cheese, butter baste the bread.
All on a sandwich?
He's putting cheese sticks and French fries.
That's really weird.
That's my dream sandwich. It's like, I know I'm never going to get a sandwich like that, but if I really could make it happen, it'd probably be the last thing I ever ate because I'd have a heart attack after, but that's what it would be.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Should we get to this Danny audio for Donnie?
Sure.
While we're here. Have you heard this yet?
I don't think so.
So this was on Friday during the hard line.
Concert calendar.
During the concert calendar. And I don't think, and I was doing tickers for Ty. Jake was filling in for Mike. So it was Jake and Corby out on remote at Torchy's in the infield for Texas Motor Speedway. And Danny Mino and I are back at the studio. And this happened.
Also Monday at the Granada, Lil Tecca.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. Or him.
Tuesday at Trees, Big Thief and Pale Hound.
God, that sounds like a Corby band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're both thinking it.
Dude, I saw this band at Lala. Big Thief, man. They're f***ing dope. Whoa!
God! Danny!
Yes! Oh, so Friday.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I forgot where I was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. His face as soon as he said it.
I'm so red.
Just some buddies having
yeah, it was. I was doing my I was doing my Corby impression at the landing.
Are
with
you?
My friend.
Doing?
Oh, stop it! Don't act like you're better than me.
I am.
No, you're not.
In
you've
that
done
regard,
far worse.
Seems I really relaxed the mix.
Golly, man!
It's all this fentanyl.
You know what's funny is it did take me about a quarter second to react.
Yeah,
I was like, that sounds like wait a minute! Wait a minute!
Ever good when you have to dump yourself?
Oh my God! Can't believe I did that.
Danny buzzing in on Family Feud. Just
I'm not even under contract, and I can't believe I did that.
Yeah. I'm not even under contract, and I did.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, he said the full F.
That is probably my worst fear. I haven't done this yet. Like, you say a thing that I think I've been dumped, like, twice, but never because it was a full-out offensive curse word like that. That
you stopped a word short or something.
That is incredible.
And the part that doesn't get known was that since they were on remote, right, we can dump it back on so whatever goes over air isn't that, but it's on the PA at Torchy's.
Wow.
And he's just super cashed. I mean, he's being Danny.
Man.
That's when you're broadcasting at a high level, when you're totally yourself.
When he went into Corby impression, he was looking at me, and we were looking at each other while he was doing it, and as soon as he said it, his face, I wish I could have taken a still shot of it, because it was fantastic.
That's incredible, man.
That happens on that show, I think, more than anyone. Corby's done it a million times.
I think Mike's done it accidentally.
Soroy's done it. It's that word, too.
Junior's done it.
Yep, Junior's
once,
done
and
it.
He said that was the first time in 25 years he's ever had
that. That was recently, within the last year or two, wasn't it?
And the Norm was pissed one time and just went BS on the air. We had to be dumped.
Me. It happens, you know?
And that one's interesting because Norm doesn't say do that often off the air anyway.
Right.
Like Corby and Soroy and Danny, it's every other word.
Dude, that's
but Norm.
Great.
Isn't that great? It was such a laid-back show, and he's looking around the room, and he's like, oh, this is just the guys hanging out at a bar. Let's do a Corby impression.
And the iterating part is the Jake laugh right after. Gorilla.
That crazy laugh after that. You and Jake had the most offbeat laughs I've ever heard.
And that was genuine, because I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time, but he went full bore into dump land.
All right.